Well, it's been a while since I've heard that one. Man, we're doing a little something different here. We already hear that every week. We're fine without that. No, guys, these are what we're calling your Oh No bonus shows. Right now, I am in the UK. I am not here in the...
Where are you?
It's 2018.
It's 2018. It's a different world. I don't know if North Korea has attacked us yet. I don't know what's going on in the state of the world, but because I'm on vacation, we've decided to preload you with some content. So right now we're doing, like I said, something called the Oh No bonus show. And this is what this is. It's going to be me, myself, your captain of your shit ship, Owen, hanging out with my good buddy, Zach.
Hey, hello.
And my good buddy, Ty.
I am here, yes.
And
yes.
Because we're not doing shows, like, on the reg, for 3 weeks, like I said, we're just backloading you with some content.
Really wouldn't make this a bonus show.
I guess not. But
we'll still brand it that way.
We'll still brand it that way. That's what we'll do today. I just kind of wanted to make sure that you guys had something to listen to, our loyal fans out there, and to keep the ball rolling. It sucks that I'm not able to do shows while I'm on vacation, but hey, the captain needed a vacation.
How many years running? I mean, I think you deserve a break.
Yeah, no, I don't think, I mean, I really haven't ever taken a break since I started the show and we started doing it weekly. I haven't taken 3 weeks off. That's never happened. I think I've missed one or two, maybe.
But never in a row. It 1 week.
Yeah, I think I missed it 1 week.
From time to time.
But like being sick,
like,
or
once a year.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe once a year. I give myself that once a year.
This whole 3 week thing, that's...
No, and it's going to be weird for me. Like, I'm sure right now I'm in an alcoholic haze somewhere in the United Kingdom. I don't know what I'll be
doing.
Lots of fish and chips. I don't know. Maybe I might even be in Barcelona by the time you're hearing this, but... Maybe I will never come back. I don't know. This could be one of the last times you ever hear me. Who knows? Who knows? But
you'll be back.
I'll be back. I'm sure.
At least to come grab your podcast. You know, your studio shit.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's all you'll grab.
Right. Yeah. Fuck the cat. The cat. The cat can stay here on its own.
You take the cat.
Take the cat. Oh man. It's really shitty actually that you mentioned that. Hugh, my neighbor, he's like... You know, we hang out in the evenings every once in a while. He comes by and, you know, we have a post-work drink on my porch together and hang out. And I could tell something was really bothering him yesterday when he came by. And it sounds like his one of his cats is dying. And it's just like, oh, man, you know, like I've been fortunate in my life that I've not really had to deal with a lot of death and never really like a pet. Like, I had a bird like when I was a kid. Like, I never had like pets really growing up. I had two birds. One of them was an asshole that I didn't really give a shit about when he, like, I think we gave him away.
Bird.
Fuck that bird. But the other bird that we had, Archie, sweetest little thing. Like, that was really sad when she died, but it's a bird, right? You know,
right.
Like, how attached
you
really
got.
There's
not that much connection.
Like, cats and dogs, and I know people like always shit all over cats, but realistically, like, you form an emotional bond with that animal, and I mean, it sucks to say, but have you ever like really had to deal with that?
I mean, we had a dog growing up that died, and yeah, that was tough. Right now, I mean, you know, Blue, my dog had since I was 17, so you know, 11, 12 years now, and he's getting older, you know, he's still good, I mean, but it's just like on that forefront of, okay, in the next few years, I'm like, you know, it's the little things, you know, it's hard for him to get up the stairs, you know, he's just really sluggish now. And it's, you start to see, but he's still all there. He's still mentally, I mean, he still has energy. He's fine. He's not sick, but I just am mentally already preparing for that.
It will happen.
It's one of those, it will happen. It's an inevitability of life, right? That we all come and go, and that's every creature on this planet. But, you know, obviously it's different, like, when you're mourning a person that's died. I don't know really how to, like, comfort somebody whose pet's, like, dying, right? Because it's, like, it's just one of these things, like, for me that...
What do you
say? But it's, you know what? It's like still a pet. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe I'm being harsh when I'm saying that.
Life has to go on.
I
get what you're saying. But
it's like, it sucks, but it is still a pet. Now, when my cat dies, I'm going to be absolutely, you know, devastated. I'm sure of it. But it's still not a person. It's still not, you know, a loved one that, you know, I don't know.
I know what you're saying, but it's, you, well, first off, you don't want to say that. Like, if someone's grieving, don't be like, dude, it's not a person.
It's not a person. Fuck you. Get over it.
It's not your mom, dude.
Yeah.
But no, I get what you're saying. But it's tough, dude. It's still tough.
And his cat's got like kidney failure, I guess. And he was going today to learn.
Especially, I mean, seeing the animal. Like,
yeah.
You know, because I.
It's been losing a lot of weight. And...
Yeah, the whole process of it. I mean, physically, like watching your animal go through this pain and suffering. And that's hard, man. Like.
No, it is. And there's nothing, you know, being an animal, there's not a lot that they can do to voice that they're in pain.
And a lot of
what's
times
wrong.
I mean, to be honest, like I could see the situation happening where if Blue, my dog, was really sick and, you know, a lot of this shit's fucking expensive, dude. And you're like, you could prolong his life for a year by giving him this fucking multi-$1,000 treatment.
Exactly.
And it's like, well, fuck, dude.
And,
like,
and he still might
and he's still not
going to
be
100%. And he still might only last
right.
2 months.
And you
and
have to make that decision, and you got to go through that. That's hard,
that's
dude.
That's the tough thing. Like, he, you know, he's, you know, contemplating. He's in that very same situation, like what he can do to, you know, prolong the cat's life, give him a happy, you know, end. Or
and of
you
course,
will.
You want to do everything possible, but at some point, you got to be like, well, fuck, this is really expensive, and he's still going to be sick,
yep.
You know? And, like, I don't know. You got to make that call, and you feel like a shitty person.
Absolutely.
You're good. It's tough.
Yeah, and he's learning how to, like, I guess, like, give him, like, IVs. He's going to have to, like, give him IVs to, like, keep him hydrated. And, like, once a week, he's going to have to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if my cat was in that position that I'd even be able to do that, number one.
You can do it. Like, it's one of those things that's uncomfortable for a second, but...
Once you get used to it, it's just becomes
it's still,
part of life.
Like, I've never had to deal with an animal getting sick and dying.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely... I don't know. I've been in front of three or four animals that have died, and it's shitty, but it's like nice to be there, you know, when it happens.
Right.
But, like,
I mean, sometimes obviously shitty. Like kind of what you're saying, the more humane option is just to, you know, okay, put them to sleep.
And
right?
It all depends. It all depends on the situation, but yeah.
Well,
it's tough.
That was, yeah. Sorry to bring that up right off the bat on a down note.
Welcome to the new year.
Yeah. Welcome to the new year. But you had something I think that we can all relate to, Zach, or we all have opinions on. You were saying just recently you've gotten back into soda.
Yeah. I've been drinking Coke here and now.
Yeah.
Or here and then.
And you're really enjoying it.
I really like it. Like, it's pretty good. I mean, you guys.
Standard Coca-Cola?
Like, I just hadn't had Coke or soda for a long time. Like, I just never go to it. I drink water.
Okay.
Or.
Are you a juice guy?
A beer. Juice. Like, I like expensive cold press juices, but none of that sugary shit.
What is
I mean?
This you speak of?
I'm going to sound like a pretentious
hipster. Yeah, right? What is a cold press juice?
You guys don't do the cold press juice.
I don't know anything
about
this.
Dude, this is the new hype, dude, and it's really good. It's really good for you, but it's very expensive. Cold press. So I don't really the process. Do you familiar? Instead, when they make juice, like your typical juicy juice,
right,
which
right.
isn't really fucking
no,
juice.
No, that's not juice.
But
like orange juice.
Yeah, I guess all there's right, heating so, involved and all these things. I'm going to sound like a fucking idiot, but cold press, they're like...
It's supposed to keep like the
retain,
mucus
all the nutrients
all
in there.
It retains
right,
all the,
yeah.
the true nutrients of
okay.
that...
Is it full of pulp?
No, they strain it like a million times,
okay,
but... Yeah, dude, it's like really good for you. So you get like the wheatgrass and all these fucking really healthy things
wheatgrass is terrible.
Yeah, but it's really
it's
good
bad,
for you. And it's not that bad.
It's, not
it,
bad.
It's pretty
bad.
It's pretty fucking bad.
It's pretty fucking bad.
I'll get like a good one to chase it with. But
yeah.
Juice, but we were talking about Coke.
No,
so
we were talking about Coke. So you're not a juiceman, really.
Not really a juiceman, no.
Okay.
Juiceman.
But yeah, I've been getting back into sodas, which they're really good. They complement meals nicely.
Yeah. There are a lot of people that agree with you.
Yeah.
Like, sodas are kind of popular. Like,
yeah, Coca-Cola is a good one.
People do drink like a ridiculous amount of soda, though.
Yeah, you
like,
can't
there's
drink
some
too
people
much
that I
shit.
See at work that are just like, they're never without
if
a
you,
Coke
and you
know, a
and,
bottle
yeah,
or like.
Yeah. And don't
always...
be drinking sodas in the AM. Like, that's
yeah,
some animalistic it, shit.
I used to do that in high school. I used to like drink a can of Coke, like a cold can of Coca-Cola, red, you know, like I used to love that in the morning. Like that was kind of like one of my parts of breakfast.
Yeah.
But you know, I haven't done that in years, and I really maybe only have like four sodas a week. Like I'll have one at lunch or something here and there. Like
it's pretty good.
But I'm not bad. What about you? You drink a lot of
soda? Not really. And I mean, you know, the diabetes forces me to do diet, which okay, whatever.
Diet Coke sucks.
What you want about diet drinks, but I still dig it here and there.
Well, that's what I've been going to. I don't normally go in my recent resurgence of drinking soda. I go to the diets.
Oh.
A little bit healthy. I mean, right?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't know, dude. Like, I get the diets. I get the Coke Zeros.
Coke Zero.
It's not that bad, dude. Because I figured if I started with this, like it's not as bad for you, and I'll just get used to that taste and won't be like, well, it's not as good as Coke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
I can't drink a diet.
But recently, now that I'm drinking sodas again, I experienced the Coke. What's it?
The Freestyle.
So that's just Coca-Cola.
It's a Coca-Cola product. Yeah, Freestyle is
the Freestyle, and fuck that thing, dude. It sucks.
The Freestyle machine has pros and cons.
Way too many options. Way too many options.
I need to be limited, goddammit.
Dude, way too many options. I don't want every single fucking soda known to man. And then on top of that, fucking every flavoring. Like, I don't want to add all these sugary flavors and fucking...
You don't?
No, I don't want that. I want your staples. I want your Coke, your Diet Coke, maybe a Coke Zero in there.
Okay.
If you're a fancy place.
Uh-huh. A Sprite.
A Sprite. What are some of your other staples? A Mr. Pibb? Is that Pepsi? Dr. Pepper?
No, Dr. Pepper's its own thing. I want to say Coke's Mr. Pibb.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Coke is Mr. Pibb. They have that in the Freestyle
machines. But not the fucking Freestyle. It's got the Mr. Pibb. It's got the diet. It's got vanilla Mr. Like, what the fuck? Who wants that?
I have them at work in our like cafeteria area, and there's three of them. And inevitably, always one of them is fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, always one of them is broken.
It's too many options, so the screen doesn't know what the fuck to do.
It's too complicated.
It's too much shit in this box, dude. Yeah. To fucking dumb it down a little bit. And I hit, that's my problem, dude. I hit, and I'm like hitting it, and it's not fucking working.
Yep.
And I'm like, all right, this thing's a piece of shit. And then I finally do get something, and I think it was, I went a little bit crazy and got I think I got like a root beer.
Okay.
And,
vanilla?
No.
A root beer, a good root beer every once in a while is a solid choice. It's some good shit.
Or like a sarsaparilla.
I don't even know. I don't think I've ever had sarsaparilla.
City sarsaparilla.
It's basically the same shit.
Is it? Is it a brand or is it?
It's kind of what root beer
is based on.
Came out of. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm hitting the shit. It's not working. I finally get my root beer, and I don't remember what happened, but it's like shitting out root beer. It's not really a clean pour.
Uh-huh.
It just fucking gargles.
Sharding.
They need a Freestyle technician over there right now.
Dude, that's one of the lamest technicians out there.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with being a technician. I'm a technician.
Yeah, I'm a technician.
But if you're a Freestyle technician,
that's what you specialize in.
But I guess he's probably better than your normal Coke, because those probably have problems all the time.
Yeah. I'll say this. I do like the ability every once in a while. Like, I've got one at work, and I'm going to tell you what my Freestyle.
The ultimate suicide.
I don't do that. I'm not that crazy. You can't mix your browns with your whites. That's just you never do that. You don't do that. Everyone knows that.
I can make a lot of jokes about recent events, but I won't.
But no, my go-to at the Freestyle machine is
I go mellow yellow,
peach raspberry. That's
too
jam.
Much, dude. That's gross.
Mellow yellow, raspberry.
All I hear is sugar. Mellow yellow. All I hear is just sugar, and then I added more sugar and more flavoring.
Yeah.
And,
have you ever seen the inside of the machines?
It's probably pretty cool. It's probably a lot going on.
No, there's something weird there because
the bibs. What are they called? Bibs?
They have all of the flavors.
Bag in a box?
They're almost like cartridges. They're like you slap them in, and like they're like a big cassette tape is what they look like. Hmm. And you slide them in, and they have a whole locking mechanism, and you close
it's high
them. Like
speed, huh?
It's weird, like, but it's not like from the standard like lines like you would usually have like your syrup, like what you're talking about with the bibs.
Yeah, yeah. Where
it doesn't work the same way. Like it's
because
it's like a condensed
in a normal machine, in a normal Coke machine, you just have the process is, it's the CO2, right? Or it adds the carbonation and it dilutes whatever's in the bib.
The syrup or whatever.
Yeah, because that shit's super fucking concentrated. Yeah, but this one's actual little cartridges, and it's all operated within the machine. Within it doesn't have any hoses running out.
That's why they become popular, too, is because you can, like, have them, like, you don't have to have, like, the big CO2 tank. You can just kind of have it.
And a guy comes in and refills and it, refills and you don't have to fucking worry about it.
They can be more standalone in areas than, you know? Hmm. I think that's why they've gained their popularity as big as they have, on top of the fact that they're assholes and they put every, you know, flavor in there that you can imagine.
Yeah.
And I do understand, like, when I'm saying the peach raspberry. Mellow yellow. Would I ever even buy that if it was an option at a store? Fuck no. I would never even.
But
like,
because it's there,
I would
go for it. I would go for it. Why don't you want the options? You two are both crazy. You're becoming old men. You don't like all the options.
I also don't like the thing you push, the lever.
I don't like the lever.
I like your one stick lever. I don't like this big handle thing that I feel like I got to push with my hand. Have you break my cup?
Have you encountered this where you have to have an RFID cup to use them? Because the ones that work, they to keep you from just like going up to the thing and pushing buttons and like filling it up because they can't monitor all that.
Yeah.
They have to put a sticker on the bottom of your cup. And it's like a little RFID,
just adding more shit going on.
And all the fucking time, like, because these are heavily used. So like ice accumulates in like the little bottom cup thing. And all the time, the cup has to sit so perfectly on the thing so it won't read the cup that no cup found.
So as an employee of said establishment, do you get a cup or do you have to
buy it every day?
You have to buy a cup
a cup every day and you fucking get a sticker
But you don't have to pay like factory price, right?
It's like $1. It's like it's like 97 cents. Because
normally
that
at that place it'd be like $10.
Aren't they time slotted too?
Yep, they can time them. They can do all sorts with them. Yeah. It says after, I get my drink, it says unlimited refills for the next 11 hours. And it will know that cup is not good after that 11 hours.
You better take advantage
of
that, dude. You better drink so much of that shit.
I don't even do that. I'm the guy that gets the one and throws it out. Like, I never fucking... Nah, I'm not going
unlimited refills on the freestyle machine?
What?
Fucking getting crazy.
I mean, I'll say being the diet guy, man, like, okay, so I get Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi, and maybe Diet Dr. Pepper sometimes.
Wait, they have Pepsi in the freestyle?
I'm saying in general.
His options are more limited than the rest of us.
I have nothing else to choose from.
Diet Sprite.
Sometimes, but that's even actually pretty rare.
It's Sprite, is that
Diet
Sprite Zero?
Zero.
I don't know. It's one
of those. Okay, so go ahead, Tyson.
What?
What's the worst and best diet beverage, soda beverage out there? Because I'll tell you what I think the worst is.
The worst is a tough one. I mean,
it's Diet Mountain Dew.
Diet Mountain Dew is garbage.
It's so gross.
It's garbage.
My grandma drinks that shit.
Grandma drinks Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah, like they keep one. That's the only soda that they have in their house.
In their
and
fridge.
When I go there,
do they buy it in a 2-liter bottle? Or
no, they buy the individual bottles.
They buy it. Okay,
it's so garbage. I don't want to go to her house because I gonna drink tap water.
Tap water.
As an early diabetic who really wanted Mountain Dew again, I did diet Mountain Dew. I don't really do it anymore.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not good. It's not good.
No.
I grew
but
up
those
in
Coke
a
Zero fucking machines, man. I feel like a kid in a candy store just because I have all the diet options.
Because they can pretty much do everything
and
diet.
For real, that diet vanilla root beer, man. It's
diet
it's
vanilla root beer?
It's my jam.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
Mine has weird shit in it. It has vitamin water, which is also a Coke product. It has...
Which is just as sugary as soda.
And we're really, like, I was talking about the
Zero or whatever.
Right. I was talking about the Mellow Yellow earlier. Where the fuck do you get Mellow Yellow apart from those machines anymore? Like, Mellow Yellow is not a thing you get many places.
I think it's still sold in most of the grocery stores and shit.
You don't see it very often at like 7-Eleven.
It is interesting how Mountain Dew it just shits on Mellow Yellow. Like it owns
the market.
Yeah.
And it is better. If I was put Mellow Yellow and Mountain Dew side by side, I could tell the Mountain Dew and I would say that Mountain Dew would be better, I think, in a taste test. But Mellow Yellow isn't a bad, secondary, Mountain Dew option.
No.
And then, like I said,
Mellow Yellow won the theme game song, though. I mean, or the theme song.
What was their theme song? Should I play it?
Mellow Yellow.
I remember that. I remember that. Hang on. Mellow, I'll YouTube it real quick. Why not?
I want to hear it.
YouTube. Mellow Yellow theme song.
I don't even know if that's the official theme song or that somebody else sang
it. Or else somebody else sang it.
That was also awesome.
Okay, it was Mellow Yellow by Donovan.
I don't think that's affiliated.
Now, I want to see. You know, Donovan.
Just Donovan.
Oh, that's so it.
Known as the hurdy-gurdy, man.
Just mad about Saffron. Saffron's mad about me.
This is the song.
It is.
I'm
totally.
Just mad about the Saffron. She just mad about me. Everybody sing. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Did they ever use this in an actual ad campaign, or is it just coincidence?
This was before Mellow. Well,
I don't think Mellow Yellow's ever had an ad campaign.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I think that's why Mountain Dew wins out.
This was big a couple years ago. What was the soda that was like its own thing? I don't think it was associated with Coke or Pepsi, and it was kind of Mellow Yellowish. Or Mountain Dewy, I think. I don't know if I ever had
Mountain
one.
Dewy, Mellow
it was like Sun something, I think.
Squirt?
And I don't think Sun-Kiss? It was Squirt. I know that's a thing. And it wasn't Sun-Kiss. Yeah. It wasn't Sun-Kiss. They had a goofy white chick in the video, and she would like...
do you
remember
about
that?
Fanta.
No, it wasn't Fanta. It was like one... And she had a headband
Chiquita
on.
Chiquita Banana.
It wasn't Fanta?
I'm pretty
Fanta
sure
girls.
It's Fanta.
No, that's
Fanta.
The Fanta girls. Fanta, Fanta, don't you want the Fanta, Fanta?
I don't really want a Fanta, but yeah.
Fanta orange is okay. It's not as good as the Sun-Kissed orange.
Yeah.
No, it was like, it was Sun something. Oh, man. Maybe
Sun-Kissed.
Green. It wasn't Sun-Kissed. God damn it.
So Pepsi doesn't have a Pepsi Freestyle or what?
I don't know that Pepsi has
a
competitor.
Nah. Yeah.
They need to get on that.
Yeah.
Like if they really want to step up their soda game.
I love how Pepsi, I do like their Mountain Dew Baja Blast. That's a good go-to at the Taco Bell. But that's the only place you ever get it.
Yeah.
A good Baja Blast.
7-Eleven sells it in like...
Do they really?
Yeah, sometimes you can get it.
That takes away from me. I only would want it at Taco Bell.
Sundrop! That's exactly it.
That one.
Do you remember Sundrop?
I remember.
What is that, a grapefruit?
No, that's lemon.
That looks like a great.
What do they describe it as, Ty? What do they describe it as?
Hold on.
Yeah, these were the commercials for Sundrop.
I'd love to compare all the different lemon lime sodas descriptions of themselves.
Yeah.
It's all the same
lemon,
shit.
Lemon lime. You remember this?
Oh, yeah, I remember her.
The goofy white chick? Yeah, Sundrop chick.
Get down, goofy white girl.
What happened to Sundrop? I don't think that ever really took off.
Man, it did.
I need to do some research
on it. It looks
Sundrop.
Like they put a lot of money into this. They're marketing.
I want a wiki right now on some Sundrop. All right. It's marketed at just as Sundrop. It's a citrus-flavored soda produced by Cheerwine. It has a yellow-greenish color imparted by teratazine. among soft drinks, it is known for its high caffeine content. All right. So it's 63 milligrams per 12-ounce can, 9 milligrams higher than a 12-ounce Mountain Dew. But not as much as Volt. Volt has 70.5.
Volt was wild.
Is Volt like Jolt?
I think so.
Jolt Cola? You ever had a Jolt Cola?
Jolt made me puke black once, and it was crazy.
It's scary.
It was the most wild, like, satanic puke.
That's usually when there's, like, blood in your esophagus and you're puking.
No, it was just Jolt.
I puked up black before. I thought I was dying. You ever puked up blood, man? That is a scary situation.
It's not a good sitch.
No.
It's alarming.
God.
Do you remember the Ecto coolers?
Like, oh, yeah.
Remember Ecto coolers? They were the bright green,
like
Slimer. Like, they were brighter green than Mountain Dew. I remember going to the movie theater once, and they had...
Oh, it's like the... It's
they used to have
box.
It in the boxes. Yeah.
High C, right?
Yep, yeah, I think so. I think I drank a bunch of them once when I was staying at a buddy's house before I went to the movies,
and
I drank four or five of these like boxes. We went to the movies and we ate a bunch of popcorn as you do, and I remember like having to run to the bathroom like in the movie theater, like, oh my God, I'm gonna hurl as a kid. And I remember her just hurling green popcorn up. Like, oh, it was like,
yeah,
it was bright green popcorn.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, did you call all your buddies in? You're like, look at this shit.
Hey, look at this. Yeah, no. I think we were watching, I think we were watching Babe, that movie.
It fucking sucked.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to see?
Let's go see Babe.
Owen was the only one that voted.
Let's go
Babe.
To Jurassic Park. Men in Black. No, I want to go to Babe.
It's my birthday, and now I want to see
We're
Babe.
We're
going
to see what that pig does.
I fucking love that pig.
You joke about it, but Babe is a quality movie. That is a solid story, all right? It's about a talking pig and a nice old man. It's really heartwarming. And, yeah, I feel like that talking pig, they needed to treat him more like a human because he's this talking fucking pig. Like, they still treated him like a pig.
They're like fucking,
they're like,
get out of here, pig.
Yeah, they're still.
You're dumb pig.
You're dumb pig.
You're stupid.
And then, have you ever seen Babe 2, Pig in the City?
Oh, man.
That's some,
oh, things get wild when, the, get, when the pig
goes
in the city.
City, bro.
Yeah.
You never saw that?
Never saw
shit.
It.
It's good shit.
I don't know if I saw it or not. I cannot remember.
You know what's another good soda that I like is RC.
RC Cola?
RC Cola.
Yeah. That feels really poor.
No, dude. No. It is.
Regal.
It is.
Regal,
but
cola.
That's on the Faygo level, man.
No.
Like, that's
no.
on.
No, dude.
Yeah.
No.
You're wrong.
Not at all. There is like a staple. They're just one flavor, a good soda, you know what I mean? A good Coke. Well, it's not Coke, but you know
like,
what I mean.
Nah, that's like Czech Cola. That's
no way,
like the
man.
Same shit, right?
No,
it's not made by a fucking Walmart. It's not made by a grocery store. It's
Those are the best too. When you've got what is that like? Like Mountain Mist or something like whatever.
Yeah, it's just one little difference in the name.
Yeah, Thunder. Oh no, it's Thunder Lightning. Is it? Or no, it's Lightning Mountain. Lightning something. I want to say the Mountain
Choice.
Dew knockoff.
Yeah, what's the Dr.
Pepper? I know what it is.
Damn it's
it.
Light. It's something thunder, lightning, or something like
that. Yeah, I like the Dr. Pepper
damn it.
One, too. I can't think of the name, though.
I mean, Dr. Pepper's already kind of got, like, the bullshit knockoff with Mr. Pibb. I mean, Mr. Pibb is...
Was that their OG, or...?
I feel like Dr. Pepper must have been first. And then Coke didn't own Dr. Pepper, so they came up with Mr. Pibb.
I would like to go back in time.
Mountain
Is it?
Mist. Yeah.
Mountain Mist.
For God's sake.
There's something thunder, though, or lightning.
So it's true that Coca-Cola, the original recipe had cocaine in it, right? Or is that a myth? Like it
no,
had...
that's true. It was like a medicinal drink, I think, when they first made it. And it was like cure headaches and marketed.
I'd like to try it.
Marketed as like with that. You still get it down in Mexico. You think that's they always say Mexican Coke's better? Yeah. No, it's not just because it's made with real sugar. They got something
it's got
else
that
in there.
Good.
I do like it out of a glass bottle though too. Like you ever have a Coke out of a glass bottle? Yeah. That's good shit. I remember here's the worst way to drink soda. This is the worst. My parents they were too cheap to buy canned soda. We always had the 2 liter of sodas in the fridge.
Yeah.
And they'd always be flat as shit in like a day.
But sometimes it could be good, a little flat.
I would always annoy me as a kid, just being like, God damn it. Like all my richer friends had the canned soda and it was fresh every time. Nah, it was like,
yeah,
I got
if you
the,
had it in the can, you were a cool kid. Like you had money.
Dude,
you know what I mean? Like my family did not buy it in the can.
No, it's super. I feel like
I never thought of that as a poor thing, but now that I'm looking back, if you had canned sodas or drinks in general, you got money.
I feel like honestly, like 2 liter sodas just remind me of the 90s. Like they I don't know. Like I've never really.
I mean, they're still
around. Still
around.
It's just as prevalent now.
I guess it's more of a family thing if you've got kids.
I mean, if
like,
I buy
economical.
If I buy soda, I buy a 2 liter because it's usually like as a mixer for
a party.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the only time I'd ever really see it. Like somebody left some over my house because they were drinking Jack and Cokes or whatever, and I've got the Coke in a 2 liter in my fridge, and I just don't ever like think about getting Coke, so I'll never drink that Coke. And definitely by the one time I go to like try, you know, it's flat as fuck. It's way gone.
Yeah.
They do not hold their carbonation well at all.
After you open, you got like what, 2 days?
Maybe.
And
by the end of the second day,
I could enjoy like a flat Coke. I think it's okay.
Nah,
it's just a little different flavor, dude.
That is savage, my friend. That is terrible.
I think some people out there will agree with me.
Maybe.
If it's like a little flat, but not like, I'm not talking 2 week flat. I'm talking like 5 day flat.
My dad was convinced too that the tighter he was.
It's a small window.
The tighter that he squeezed the thing. Like, I think he just did it so that no one would drink his Coke because I was too weak to open it. Like, he would tighten it so fucking hard. It was. And I'd be like, man, that shit's still fucking
flat as fuck. Flat bitch.
Yeah. You flat bitch.
Yeah.
What else were we talking about on the porch? Oh, shit. We were talking about your choice of snacks there, Ty. You were rocking some trail mix.
Yeah.
And
but not just any trail mix.
Not the 7-Eleven trail mix.
7-Eleven Swiss mix.
Okay, so we got to figure out why it's called a Swiss mix.
I'm not sure what makes it Swiss exactly, because it's not pretty very standard. Far off it looked from like any a standard other trail mix.
Yeah. No, what are the ingredients? Anything, what do we got American. In there?
I can read. It's just kind of tough.
Are you that blind? Do you want me to read it for you? Jesus, Ty.
I know, right? So we got peanuts. We got raisins. We got chocolate candies.
Okay. All right.
That look
we
like
we got to slow down here because we have to analyze this a little bit.
Okay, one. We got peanuts. Staple in every...
Good trail mix. Yeah. It's got peanuts. Yeah. I prefer a cashew over a peanut, personally.
But
cashews are also in here.
All right. That's good to know. A good trail mix will have both. I like the mixture of both.
Yes.
I just think I prefer the cashew
over
the
peanut.
But
so far, with the ingredients they've listed, it sounds like a pretty standard...
Standard trail mix.
Yeah, man. I mean...
Nothing else? That's what we got.
Almonds and cashews.
Oh, almonds.
Yeah.
Okay. Peanuts, almonds, cashews, raisins, and fucking M&Ms?
Yes, sir.
What the fuck is... Nothing is Swiss about that.
It's very Swiss.
I don't know. I don't know.
7-Eleven branded it. I have to agree with them.
Are people more likely to buy it if it's European?
Yeah, I'm looking up why. I don't know why it's called Swiss.
If it's called Swiss, they're more likely to buy it.
Yeah, maybe. And here's the thing, too. With every trail mix, it always has what we would refer to as M&Ms in there, right? Like, it's always the M&Ms. You never see just, like... You never see any other chocolate in there.
Yeah.
So how did M&M's get into that market? Because I feel like this one is chocolate covered candies.
Because
they're not real M&M's.
They're not.
They're
it's because they don't melt, M&Ms, dude. It's because what is trail mix for? It's on, you're outdoors.
Is that the idea? You think the candy coated shell?
Yeah,
you just can't
be having loosey goosey chocolates in there to melt around.
I think that tastes wonderful, though.
We're talking like a brittle or something. It's not really like a mix anymore.
Good point. Good point.
So M&M's is the go-to. Mm. Not in your mouth, not in your hand. Dude.
I looked up Swiss trail mix, and it just keeps coming back. Swiss mix trail mix, a classic trail mix featuring cashews, salty roasted peanuts, all the things you just described.
So that is a thing.
Yeah.
So I guess it is a thing. I guess it's considered an ideal snack food for hikes because it's lightweight, easy to store, nutrition, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking like of the Swiss Alps, like hiking in the mountains.
Is this
like
the
maybe,
origin of?
I'm just thinking. I don't know that for sure, but I would assume
sense.
To be related.
I thought trail mix was American.
Also, how has the M&M company not sued the ass off of all these fucking Swiss
chocolate-covered candies?
Yeah, that is a fucking M&M. We all know what that is.
Yeah.
That is a goddamn M&M. It's missing one M on it.
Yeah. but that's a good go-to, the Swiss mix, man. That's a good go-to. That's your classic.
Apart from the one thing that should be removed from every goddamn trail mix
on
the planet.
No.
Fucking
that's the only
raisins.
Place they belong, dude.
No.
It's
raisins don't
place.
Belong on this earth. Raisins need to be sent back to the hell they came from. They are the worst shits ever. I fucking hate raisins. With a passion, I hate raisins.
So good.
I don't mind a raisin. I just wouldn't want them by themselves. In a trail mix, great. A little bit of the salt from the nut gets on there.
In school, they used to give you that little
nuts.
Fucking box. That little fucking don't insult me with this box of fuck. Straight in the trash. Not even going to open it. Not even going to do anything cool with it. Straight in the trash. In front of the lunch ladies. Fuck these things. Fuck.
I really like your disgust for raisins, dude.
They're horrible things.
I don't know why you hate so much.
What are they? They're just dried grapes? Is that what they are?
Yeah. Sun-dried. A little sugar on them, yeah.
And then I kind of hate all dried fruit, to be honest with you.
Some of it's good.
Like, what are the other ones? Prunes? Those dried plums? Prunes?
Like straight to prunes.
Even worse. Even worse.
Like that's the first one. I know, right?
Prunes and raisins are like dry, the same thing.
You can dry any fruit. Yeah, it's just something that's dried.
Fucking yeah, but like okay.
Prune?
But here's why I say it's similar. Like, a dried grape is a raisin. A dried plum is a plume. God damn it. Close. A prune. So, but the rest of every other fruit that's dried, you just call it dried whatever. Like, why do those two get names?
I don't know.
Is there a name for dried pineapple, or what are some dried apricots? Like, they're just called.
But those are both very good.
No, yeah. Fuck no, they're not.
Yeah, they are. They're
pretty. Throw those in.
You're
with,
kidding yourself,
with some nuts,
man.
And some coconut, shaved
a little
coconut.
Bit of coconut.
Oh, dude, you got a tropical mix, and that's a good time, dude.
You are all about everything tropical mix in general.
Although I don't care for the dried bananas because they're really crunchy.
Yeah, and they're kind of strangely dry.
And they're really dry.
But they are still kind.
Why of are out of all the dried fruits are they the only really crunchy ones? Because everything else is kind of like a gummy. You know,
well, you know.
See, you can't besmirch the name of gummies with fucking dried.
They are.
Fruit.
They're gummy.
No, they are, but they're they're so gross. No, fruit should be just eaten like fucking from the tree to your mouth. Like this shouldn't be.
Yeah, because you're out picking fruit and eating it from the tree.
You can buy it at stores. Goddamn it! There's no need to add an extra step in drying fruit. I argue with.
Well, it lasts a lot. It all goes back to the trail, bro. You can't, you know, an apple's not going to last you 6 months on the trail, but a dried apple, dude, you might. Yeah. You got time on
what
that.
What sort
thing.
Of trail are you on? You should be finding apples on this trail. You should.
Oh, dude, there's no orchards on this trail.
I mean, but trails, you should be picking better trails if you've got to go fucking 6 months without some fruit. Because, man, if I was 6 months
out there
walking
trail.
Trails and I didn't see any fruit I could eat, that's a shitty trail.
Yeah, but.
What if it's cold?
Yeah,
it'd be cold.
Why are you there walking? Fucking, you're an idiot. Point number one.
Trail life.
Yeah, trail life, bro. You wouldn't know about the trail life.
You want to? Do you still want to do that?
Oh, it's always my backup plan. Yeah. I probably never will, but that's which is sad to think about.
What we're talking about is a while back, you really kind of had your heart set on doing the Appalachian Trail, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was like, I wanted to really bad, and I really researched it and really.
Yeah. You bought stuff.
I have a really nice tent, but that's
super
like
super lightweight, right?
Yeah, it's really fucking nice. But it's like my backup plan always. If shit goes down, I'll just go do that.
Yeah, if you just were to lose your job and your wife and your whole life, you're just like, all right, Appalachian Trail it is.
I'd be all right.
Now that I can actually get behind that.
And
mindset.
I would eat a lot of trail mix.
Yeah.
That would be a hell of an experience. Like, what do they say like is the right amount of time to do the whole
thing? The Appalachian
thing?
Trail, 6 months.
That's a long time.
I mean, dude, but people, 6 months is like the average.
Right.
You should look up the records for how fast people fucking do this shit, because someone just beat the record. I think it was a woman too. And it's like insane, dude. Look at that shit up. It's fucking nuts. I can't remember it exactly, but it's like, I don't know. Look it up.
All right. Appalachian Trail record time.
Is this the most updated one? September 3rd, 2017.
Yeah. 45 days.
45 days.
12 hours, 15 minutes.
And it's. Yeah, what is it? 2,200 miles, 45 days.
Damn, man. That's pretty good.
That's running the whole fucking
that's
time.
That's insanity.
Dude. That's insane, dude.
Yeah. 45.
It takes a normal person 6 months, dude, and this guy did it in a month and a half.
I want to see a map of the Appalachian Trail.
South Georgia all the way to like north. Is that North Maine? or like maybe it's South Maine.
Wow. Like, yeah. Here we go. Like that. Yeah, that is a long fucking way.
Yeah.
That is insane. North Georgia to like the middle of Maine.
Yeah, and there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, you got to plan that shit. Yeah,
right.
I mean,
like you can die if you don't do it right.
I mean, I guess you don't have to if you're like really tough, but you know, yeah, you could definitely die, I guess. I mean, you can always just die.
Yeah.
But I mean, out there, yeah, I guess your odds are increased, but bears and shit. But I mean, just because it takes so long, you know, you got to leave at the right time of year. I mean, that's why a lot of people, if there's different ways to do it, if you're going to go northbound or southbound, or then there's people that do like piece by piece, and then they'll just do, which I get if you have a, like a job and shit, you can't take 6 months off.
Right.
But I don't really think that's as cool.
No, it's not.
Like, you got to hike that shit all the way through.
If you're doing it, you
got to do it.
You got to do it. You quit your job.
You got to go get you some trail mix.
You got to go get you some trail
mix. Quit your fucking job.
Quit your job. Buy yourself a tent.
Yeah.
Shoot your wife.
Don't do that. Whoa.
Wait, what? What? It took a weird turn. That's interesting, but... You'll never probably do it, Zach.
No, probably not.
I just bought
a new truck. I can't.
can't afford to stop working.
I can't.
Have you ever even used this tent?
Oh yeah, I've used it a couple times.
Okay,
I've only had it for like a year, but I haven't used it as much as I'd like to. But it's a fucking badass tent, dude. Like, I love that tent.
You're never gonna use this.
I've used it a couple times, and we're going. But dude, in Florida, you can't tent camp. Unless you're like, there's like 4 months out of the year, unless you want to be completely miserable. Like, I would go do it, but it's fucking not fun. Like, let's just be honest. In Florida, you can't just go tent camp half the year.
No,
you're
right.
It's so fucking hot.
You're right.
So right now it's perfect time. Like, probably in January, I want to plan a trip. Do a little tent camp.
Just down on some raisins over here.
Yeah, you're fucking, are you just eating the raisins? You're a goddamn weirdo.
I don't eat anything else.
Ah, you're horrible. Guys, what I do think it is probably time for, I have done something interesting for these Oh No Bonus shows. I decided to go ahead and pull some kind of throwback clips, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's I think it's a good way to kind of wrap up this
hour.
You
know you want them, baby. Yeah. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips. You know we got them, baby.
Now, of course, I felt it was time that we revisit one of my favorite clips of all time and something that is just near, dear, and true to my heart. I think of you every time I see this, Ty. I don't know why.
Oh,
but,
boy.
But, guys, I hope you remember.
I was only 9 years
Shrek
old.
Shrek is love.
I love Shrek.
Shrek is life. If I'm not mistaken, this is from 2015. When we first discovered this clip.
So much. I had all the merchandise and movies.
I do remember this vividly.
Thanking him for the life I've been given.
Ah, it's so good.
Shrek is love, I say. Shrek is life. My dad hears me and calls me a faggot. I knew he was just jealous of my devotion for Shrek. I called him a cunt. He slaps me and sends me to go to sleep. I'm crying now, and my face hurts. I lay in bed, and it's...
Michael Jordan poster.
The Michael Jordan poster is great in this CG animated world.
It's all Shrek posters, and they're one creepiest Michael Jordan
now,
poster.
Hang on, is that 50 Cent next to...
That's
50 Cent, I think.
Oh, yeah, that is 50 Cent.
Really that's cold. Awesome. A warmth is moving towards me. I feel something touch me. It's Shrek. I'm so happy. He whispers in my ear, "This is my swamp." He grabs me with his powerful ogre hands and puts me on my hands and knees. I'm ready. I spread my ass cheeks for Shrek. He penetrates my butthole. It hurts so much, but I do it for Shrek. I can feel my butt.
Shrek is kind of a rapey looking character.
Yeah.
Like, without the voice, if you just saw Shrek like as an ogre, like ogres in general kind of rapey.
Watch out for him.
A little bit.
He looks a little rapey.
Little rapey.
Tearing as my eyes start to water, I push against his force. I want to please Shrek. He roars a mighty roar as he fills my butt with his love. My dad walks in. Shrek looks him straight in the eye and says, "It's all ogre now." Shrek leaves through my window.
I love that Shrek can
leaves
fly. Just fly in this clip, too. He just,
he's gone.
He's out. Dad comes in.
Right, it got awkward.
Why
was
Shrek raping my son?
Shrek is love.
Shrek is life.
Is life.
Oh, man.
That's,
And I don't think it'll ever get old. I can watch that 20 years. I'm going to show that to my kids one day.
Shrek is love, kids.
Shrek is love.
Shrek is life.
After
Shrek
they've seen the movies. Oh, God, you remember this? This was 2016. I can't believe it's been this long since this fucking gem crossed our path.
Get the hell out of here. Let's go. We need to begin to prematurely
Jay Stax with his hit song, My Hoverboard.
Whatever happened to hoverboards?
Yeah, you don't really see them in school anymore.
Hoverboard, hoverboard. Hoverboard, hoverboard. Hoverboard, hoverboard. Hoverboard, hoverboard. I'm fucking these hoes on my hoverboard.
Hoverboard, I like hoverboard. How it gets to the point. Hoverboard, hoverboard.
Yeah.
Hoverboard, if you didn't get it yet.
Yeah.
Hoverboard, hoverboard. Hoverboard, hoverboard. Hoverboard, hoverboard. Hoverboard, hoverboard. Hoverboard, hoverboard. Hoverboard, hoverboard. I'm fucking these hoes on my hoverboard.
It never does show him doing that. And there he goes.
There he is. Oh, he's fucking the hose on his hoverboard.
I saw some of that girl's puddle.
It was dark.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, look at that. Now, the one chick in here with all the tattoos, is that too many tattoos for you?
You say this sometimes. I don't know if I have any limit.
I don't either.
Yeah. No limit?
No limit.
Nah, I mean, I
as
like...
As long as they're
I
done don't... right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. It's not a level right. of too much. It's just...
How the art is.
The art and the what they are, I guess.
You know? No, you're right. You're right. A Tasmanian devil, like, all yeah. over you. You know, some Looney Tunes, Marvin Martian, like, action. Probably not going to be what I'm into.
Right, yeah.
Hey, girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Doing my dance, I call it the hoverboard. 1 foot at 360.
1 foot at 360. That's the best part. 1 foot at 360. Oh, yeah, you don't really see hoverboards.
1 foot at 360.
Didn't we all think real hoverboards be hovering around?
Yeah.
And,
and then they came with
wheels.
This. Yeah, very disappointing.
Which didn't hover. Yeah. Yeah, and they were huge, man. Like, I mean, I never had one. It was more of an urban,
no, I didn't
urban
ever get
culture
into it.
Thing. Right?
I remember, I remember telling the story about the dude that was in front of, like, I was sitting on the porch one day. I'm like, what did I just see? Like, it was just mind-boggling. There was a dude, like, blasting music because his hoverboard had Bluetooth speakers in it. And he was just rolling down the street at night, had all these lights and shit. It's, like, flashing. And this dude just, like, hauling ass on his hoverboard. Just, like, dude, no, he's, like, he's getting his groceries. And he's just, like,
But you don't see him at all anymore.
No, not really.
Even at, like, do they allow him at
the
factory?
Banned him a lot of places because they caught fire a lot of times.
Those batteries.
Yeah, no, you can't roll through theme parks on a hoverboard. I don't think they're letting you do that.
Okay, I don't
think so.
Hoverboard, hoverboard, hoverboard.
I want to play this one because this happened not too long ago, and I can't believe that, like, nothing ever came of this. Remember when Soulja Boy was, like, trying to fight Mike Tyson? And, like, Mike Tyson made a rap song?
He's like Soulja Boy.
He made a rap song to... Yeah, I stepped to a challenge. Get
If you show up, it's going down. I'm gonna teach him how to knock your ass out. If you show up, it's going down. I'm gonna teach him how to knock your ass out. I'm
oh no, wait.
Tyson.
Maybe it was Soulja Boy and someone else were in a feud, and Mike Tyson was offering to train one of the people.
Is that what it was? That sounds.
Look it up. Look up Mike Tyson,
like,
Soulja Boy.
Mike Tyson is not capable of training anybody anymore, right? Like, he's just too far gone.
He trains those pigeons pretty damn well.
Okay.
So,
he is qualified to
he's
do
qualified
that.
To
and
teach
I'm not
birds.
Knocking Mike. Like, he's the shit. Like, he was a fucking beast. But now, I don't think he should be training anybody.
What, you think he's just too dumb?
I just think it would be comical to watch.
He's got brain damage, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
dude.
A lot of brain damage.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess name a boxer that really doesn't.
Right, right.
It's going down. I'm gonna teach him how to knock your ass out. If you show up, it's going down. I'm gonna teach him how to knock your ass out. Soulja Boy was talking shit on Instagram. But social media don't make a fucking man. Everybody talk shit behind the keys. I'ma sting like a venereal disease. If you're fucking with my clip, you're going down. I'm Mike Tyson, and you're gonna feel the wrath.
This is just
it's not good. It's not good.
Jay Stax is better than this.
Yeah.
I'm the god of the ring, greatest around.
Some of the chicks are pretty.
They're all
pretty bad.
You can't fuck with Chris Brown.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh, it's Chris Brown. Brown. That's right. He was gonna train Chris Brown to fight Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
Chris Brown would beat the fuck out of Soulja Boy already. Right?
You would beat the fuck out of Soulja Boy.
Yeah, good point.
I hope so.
All right. Well. we've done the worst rap songs. We've got to do
think
the best.
He showed up. It didn't go down.
Oh, dude, I remember this guy.
Dude.
This guy. I'm surprised he's not fucking...
Megastar by now.
Yeah.
You can't hang. You can Slim Jesus, dude. Oh, man. My fucking gang. You ain't really
bouches. Oh, my God. What's wrong with his face? He looks like a bug.
I'm looking him up, see if there's any updates on him.
Malnutrished Eminem.
Do you want to guess what his real name is?
It's like Dexter or something.
His real name is Easton Phillips.
Yeah.
Easton
White
Phillips.
Fuck.
His parents, Irene Brown. Here we go. I'm trying to, born in 1997. So he's 20 now.
Oh, yeah.
He's 20.
Wow.
Try and find out some more about him here. Let's see what his Instagram's looking like. All right. Same shit. I don't think. I don't think he's doing anything different.
Is he still?
I fuck with savages, you a fuck boy, you can't hang. You can find me posted up on Frank Block with my fucking gang. You ain't really bout shit, stay out my spot, don't speak my name, or I pull up on your block at night wearing
all, right, okay,
all black and
great.
Let a 40 bang.
I found an update.
I fucked your girl and I ain't even try you, that little hoe, she a fucking thot. Got her off the molly, now she rolling, all she good for is giving top. I got loud pack, I got school buses, hurry up fam, come.
I found an article here, which just sums it up perfectly. This was written December 14th, 2015. Okay. So it's a while ago.
He's
but,
pretty hard, man.
But
yeah, dude, I'm scared.
The article reads, Slim Jesus played for 30 people at a Kentucky strip club and bombed. The whackness was real and palpable.
Oh, my God.
YouTube rap phenomenon Slim Jesus made his debut to the great state of Kentucky on his inaugural Young and Ignorant tour Friday night at a seedy strip club, or gentleman's club if you prefer, for a night of entertainment somewhere between the Slice of Life and Through the Looking Glass. It was almost poetic until you actually got there. Trixie's Adult Entertainment Complex, located in mostly working class south end of Louisville, has been around for a while and is known for hosting events like Ron Jeremy's annual Derby Party, which last year featured the incomparable Alien Ant Farm, and a garden variety of gnarly machismo fests presented by the city's iHeartRadio affiliate, Butt Rock Station. Their Angel Fire hosted website keeps it 100 and offers up a kitschy cool relic of the past. The club is trying to fast forward here. Yeah, 30 people fucking were at this gig.
Capacity was probably like 60. It's cool.
He was just being respectful of the venue. Yeah.
Trying to find some key notes here. All right, 10:30 p.m. Slim hadn't arrived yet to the Gold Room. The intimate venue portion of Trixie's walled off from the showrooms for the dancing, boasting a wide stage presence, blah, 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 blah. A crowd of about 25 people have gathered so far to bear witness to Jesus. Everyone is vaping. Everyone. The DJ White Boy dreads dangling to the beat announces, looks like homie's late. So I guess he finally gets there. Sounds like he's like about an hour late. Oh, wait, no, 20 minutes after the scheduled start time. Slim Jesus and his crew finally rolled up, sneaking through the back door to gather under the taxidermy for a quick photo shoot. The first thing one should notice when beholding Slim Jesus in real life is how incredibly tiny he is. Just a little guy. His purported 1997 birth year is suspect. I demand to see a birth certificate. After about 5 minutes of photos, a crew member plugged in a single laptop, opened up with a few verses, sans any sound check. His diminutive stature hovering behind, hands in the sky, blue hoodie, swaying left and right, in his beloved True Religions and feeling fine. What an adorable small child, I thought. Oh, God, this sounds... I would have loved to have been there. Can you imagine like seeing Slim Jesus at a CD strip club with 30 other people? Hard as fuck, yeah.
Dude, that would be an ultimate night for me. I'd be so happy about that. Like,
yeah.
Even if it was as terrible
like,
as
Slim
they say.
Oh, Slim Jesus is performing tonight? Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I came to the right spot.
Yeah.
The game recent... apparently the game recently remarked to Complex that Slim Jesus might get his ass smoked and seeing him live has concerned me as well. So basically, yeah, even the game has been like, yeah, you're gonna get killed, bro. 50 for a Fendi belt and that double F, hold up my strap. A lot of y'all just Twitter flex, but this shit ain't just a fucking rap. Yeah, I wouldn't say he's 20 in this. Not even close, no. Right?
Well, no, not if he was not born in 97. This came out a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, but this is when this article was written just a couple years ago. So, like,
no, he's a fucking.
He looks
little,
15.
Yeah,
he looks 15. He looks 15. I highly doubt that this kid is 20 years old. All right, we'll do one more, and then we'll kind of let you guys go. But I feel like we've got enough terrible rap songs. We got to bust it with a good one before we get out of here. Remember Naughty Farmer, guys?
Yeah. This was the jam.
Oh, yeah.
So good, dude. Yeah. Look at him spreading his seeds. He's spreading his seeds. All these fine bitches growing this farm. Oh, yeah. Flint Flossy. Let's look up Flint Flossy.
I want to hear the best hits.
Dude, this guy's got dates. He's going to be at the Grog Shop in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, Sunday, February 18th. He's got a few dates. Dude, this guy's like playing places.
We should catch him, man. We should go.
I'd have this guy on the show.
Coming to Florida.
Flint Flossy, man. Like, yeah, he's pretty cool. Checking him out on Twitter right now. It's mostly him just trying to fuck bitches, I think. That's what it seems like. Yo, coochie can really straight up make you happy when you're feeling down about almost anything. Yo, that's some amazing shit. That's straight from his Twitter.
Agreed, man. Flint Flossy, right?
Flint Flossy.
It can be a turquoise bubble coat with one UGG boot and one flip-flop, as long as you dare. What?
Yeah, this is a good jam.
He's a good dude. I like this guy.
He grows some good crop.
Oh, yeah. That is some good shit. Yeah, it's about that time. Guys,
oh, hey.
It's we killed an hour, so I hope you guys enjoyed this. You know, like that's
your bonus show. You're not gonna get a regular show, but this is the bonus.
This is the exactly. So enjoy it, you know, as your regular bonus show. Yeah. For you know the week that I'm gone. Hope you guys are holding it down. I hope Florida's still there, and we'll see. I guess next week with another one of these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, damn. All right. Fine.
That went quick, right?
Shit.
Let me. Oh wait, we'll go out on this because we all remember how how good this was. Billy Ray Cyrus getting really excited about you know the NHL being you know coming to Nashville. He really wanted to bring the Stanley Cup, Tennessee. So and he had a song all about it. We'll go out on this and like I said, we'll see you next week. Love you. Eat a bag of dicks.
Eat a bag of dicks.
That would mean the world to fans like me. We'd all stand and cheer. Toast it with a beer. Bring the Stanley Cup.
to Tennessee. Bring the Stanley Cup to Tennessee. That would mean the world to fans like me. We'll all stand and cheer, even toast a beer. Bring the Stanley Cup to Tennessee. Well, if I had one wish,
oh, yeah,
I'd take this catfish,
oh, yeah,
set it by the Stanley Cup in Tennessee. Smashville, Tennessee.
Sweet! Sweet! Thank you! Wow! A star is born. I feel like Barbara Streisand. You know, this is amazing.